It's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, you were looking at a health spa that never happened in Leon C last week, and you're still keeping on that sort of tack this week, is that right?
Yeah, we're still on the theme of water.
Right.
And this time I'm looking at the lost spa of Wanstead.
Right.
And I should perhaps issue a health warning here, that if you go looking for the lost spa of Wanstead, be careful, because the location is right in front of Snaresbrook Crown Court. And if you're crawling through the grass and hiding behind bushes, you might just attract some attention to yourself.
The sort of attention you wouldn't want to attract, I suspect.
Absolutely not. But interestingly, to get back to facts, there is still some debate as to the fact that there was a lost spa water spring at Wanstead that may or may not have been the same thing as had been known for many generations as the Birch Well. Still a lot of debate going on as to whether they were one and the same or two different things. But the spa, which is was located somewhere in the vicinity of the pond, in front of the Crown Court, in a beautiful, if you know the area, you'll know it's on the road towards Walthamstow. It goes to Walthamstow one way, Wanstead the other way. Very beautiful, scenic area with the view of the court building and the pond. And the spa is somewhere in that vicinity.
Right.
And the water was said to be iron rich, so very healthy, very good for you, used only for drinking purposes by the inhabitants of Wanstead. And inhabitants of the area who lived outside Wanstead could come into Wanstead and actually buy themselves 3 buckets of spa water for a penny.
Right.
And I'm still trying to work out, if you'd walked into Wanstead, how you carried 3 buckets of water away with you. But, you know, I digress. But if you're a local history fan, you'll know the name Winifred Eastman. Now, Winifred Eastman wrote a number of local history books. And in 1946, she talked about the lost spa of Wanstead, and she puts it as one of the most important sources of spa water in the whole area.
Right.
And arguably in the whole of Essex.
Right.
So, you know, if it's ever uncovered, then I would imagine there will be a lot of interest in it. But like everything else, the story has got hazy over time. But yes, so the lost spa of Wanstead, we could have had our very own spa resort.
Fair
at
enough.
Wanstead.
Okay, thanks very much indeed. And next week,
we're going to be looking at a children's author, very famous in her day, who came from Burnham on Crouch.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.